brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW878. Can you imagine anyone being married to the same person 50 years? Well, one such couple is Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. What was the secret of their success? Well, they were asked that very question in an interview one day, and they revealed that secret readily. They said that when they were first married, they noticed that many of their married friends seemed to have dull, listless marriages. He said many of them hadn't started out that way. They had allowed their marriages to grow stale. He said, "My wife and I learned something important from those couples." He said, "Any marriage can become empty and be taken for granted. We knew it could happen to us, so we made up our minds to safeguard against that possibility." Well, those two people are wise. They were aware that good marriages are made. They're not fallen into accidentally. Two people must work to make marriage last. And to be aware of that very fact is it's the first step toward making a marriage successful. There's a cancer that's spreading among married couples these days, killing their relationships. But there is a cure for this cancer. That cure results from following a few simple prescriptions. There are three I want to share with you, and the first being that awareness I was talking about. There is a second. Husband and wife ought to create more, what I like to call joy experiences. Now, what I mean is that the two ought to sit down with each other and list the things that they enjoy most in life. That helps the other person to know how to make joy happen. And then, how about having a paradise day for your partner once a month? According to Dr. Herbert Otto, psychologist, it's a good way to bring more joy into a marriage. One day each month, why don't you do everything you can possibly think of to make your partner happy? You know, think of yourself as a genie to fill your partner's every wish throughout the day. That may include breakfast in bed, the cooking of a favorite meal, or even throwing a surprise party. It can add to the beauty and fun of life as you look for different ways to make each other happy. It's creating more joy experiences. And then there's a third prescription in preventing the cancer that kills marriages. And this prescription calls for the two people to work together toward common goals. If you're a history buff, and if you study the rise and fall of great empires, you've already discovered a very intriguing pattern. When the great societies of the past were rising to the peaks of their power, the family members were working together toward common goals. They had to depend on each other. And that cooperation and dependence on one another solidified them. I mean, families were strong because they leaned on each other. And they weren't crying out for independence so much as they were crying in for dependence. Dependence gained from one another. What happened when family members stopped working together? Well, each became self-centered and concerned only with his or her individual interests. And as a result, family life weakened. And not surprisingly, so did the society. When you pursue a common objective with your partner, you've got to interact. You've got to look to each other. You've got to spend some time together. Now, the best goal two people can have as they work together is wrapped up in these words: "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven." That's what the Bible says. When two people put God first, their marriage is fantastic.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.